Hello.
Hey.
Guys, Kara and I finally had the idea that we could video and see each other's faces while we do this.
I know.
And that makes recording remotely so much more fun.
It really does. I feel like everybody's going to be able to hear Olive just like heavy breathing, but it's fine.
Yeah. So in the future, we're going to like try to record some of these videos that we're doing when we remote record, like record the Zoom meeting, but not today because Kara's breastfeeding and
it's fine.
You know, that feels like that should just go on our OnlyFans or something.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll put that. Did you know how many people would probably pay for that?
That's a whole new revenue stream.
Hey, I need to go back on our Patreon Q&A and tell that person.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We just did the Q&A for you guys on the Patreon. So
have you tried pictures of your feet?
Okay. I do have an episode for you guys.
I'm ready for it.
This is one that we tried to record once. We actually did record this one, and then the person was identified
before
we posted the episode. So we talked a little bit about this one briefly, the boy in the suitcase, but that I have more information, I just thought, let's just cover this case.
Yeah, let's do it.
I want more people to know about it. And this is the Witches, Magic, Murder, and Mystery podcast.
Oh, hey guys, I'm Kara.
Oh, hey, I'm Megan.
And this is all of heavy breathing.
Yeah. If you hear that cute heavy breathing, it's not me. Okay. That's sweet.
This
little
is not an ASMR episode.
Or maybe it is.
Baby
depends
sounds
on what comforts you.
Right.
Okay.
Do we have anything? The celebrity that shot somebody in a movie scene.
Alec Baldwin.
Yep.
They're charging him. Do you guys remember that story? It happened a while ago. It was supposed to be a prop gun, but it was apparently loaded, and Alec Baldwin really shot it and really killed somebody.
Yeah.
They are now charging him with manslaughter.
Yeah.
Negligent manslaughter. I think because they're saying, because when I first read it, I was like, man, they're charging him. Wow. Because it really did seem like an accident. But I think they're like, they're not just charging him. They're charging everybody who was supposed to be in charge.
Handling the gun and deal. Yeah.
It really is. Like, why were there ever real bullets in that gun?
Okay.
Like, what in the world?
Yeah. And I read that they like tested it a bunch of times and it couldn't have gone off without the trigger being pulled is what they're saying. So.
So why was it loaded? Like, if it's a prop gun.
Right.
Exactly. Why is there a real bullet in there to begin with?
Right. Exactly.
What a tragic mistake. Okay. Here's a trigger warning. Violence against a child, death of a child. While researching this case, I cried more than I have for any other case I've ever researched for this podcast. So it's rough.
Lots of mental health illnesses.
Yes. It was rough the first time, but when we recorded it, but now that like we got more of the story and we know what happened to him, it's worse. So if that is, again, as always, if it's not something that you need to hear, it's okay to skip this one.
Move on to the next one. It's totally fine.
Yeah. Might I recommend listening to the bone pointing episode?
Amazing.
They were just talking about that one in the Facebook group. And so I went back and listened to it. God, it's funny. Oh, man.
The meat shower. That's a good one.
Meat shower's a good one. Mary. There's something about Mary.
Oh, her womb.
Mary's womb.
Mm-hmm.
God love her. Mary Toft. Okay, here we go. At around 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, April the 16th, a man was hunting mushrooms in the woods of southern Indiana.
Which is amazing.
Hunting mushrooms? Yeah. Oh, yeah. When he discovered a suitcase about 80 feet off of East Holder Road near New Pekin. Pekin. P-E-K-I-N.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It was one of those hard shell suitcases with Welcome to Fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't remember what was on the suitcase.
Yeah. The pictures of it, like, it looks like something you'd buy, like, at the airport in Vegas.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's take a moment and think about this. New Pekin is in Washington County, which is in Indiana, but it's considered part of the Louisville metropolitan area. It has a population of about 1,300 people. If you Google it, you'll learn that New Pekin claims to have the distinction of having the oldest continuous Independence Day celebration in America. That was confusing.
I know. That's.
I was like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
So they started celebrating Independence Day in 1830. And at first, I thought that this meant that they've been celebrating Independence Day every day since 1830.
Right. Let freedom ring.
But apparently, it just means they have a big Independence Day celebration every year on Independence Day. And like,
who doesn't?
I don't want to steal your thunder or anything, but I think a lot of towns do
I
that.
I mean, like, is it, the neighborhoods over here continue it 5 days after.
But have they since 1830?
I don't know.
Anyway. That's where we are, okay?
Okay.
You're in that kind of area, and you find a suitcase in the woods. Kara, do you open it?
Oof. Listen, do I have medical gloves on me? I don't want my DNA on said suitcase, but I am so intrigued.
Don't we?
I need to know.
Don't we always have gloves on us at this point?
Exactly. What if there's live puppies or kittens or a baby cow in it and we need to save them?
A baby cow in a suitcase.
I'm willing to risk it.
I don't know that I would open it. I don't know what I would do. It probably depends on the day.
Would you knock on it?
Do you want to build a snowman? He opened it. The man opened it.
Okay.
And we're about to stop all jokes. Ready?
Okay.
Inside was the body of a little boy.
Oh,
sweet Olive.
Olive said so too.
I love her. Okay. The little boy inside the suitcase was black, about 4 feet tall, with a slim build and a short haircut. His age was estimated to be between 5 and 8 years old. Police believe that the boy died sometime within the week before the suitcase was found. And this is what they believed at the time when they first discovered the body.
Yeah.
They distributed a photo of the suitcase in the hopes that it would help to track down whoever left it out there. It appeared that the boy was not alive when he was put into the suitcase, and he was clothed and clean.
Oh.
An autopsy was performed and showed that the boy had died from an electrolyte imbalance caused by viral gastroenteritis. So basically, he had a stomach bug.
That's what I was going to say. I don't really know the exact extent of that, but is that just like a stomach virus?
Yeah, and it led to dehydration, which threw off his electrolytes, and that's apparently what killed him.
Oh.
His blood toxicology was negative, and there were no significant traumatic injuries. According to the Mayo Clinic, gastroenteritis can be caused by viruses, bacteria, parasites, or medication.
Jeez.
When I first researched this story, before we knew much about the little boy, the gastroenteritis thing really confused me because it seems like a natural death, and I couldn't understand why he would have been discarded in the way that he was if he died naturally.
Yeah.
Sergeant Kerry Hulls with the Indiana State Police said they weren't making any assumptions in the investigation. This child could be from any part of the world as far as we're concerned. So Indiana State Police led the investigation and set up a dedicated tip line 2 days after the boy's body was discovered. So they didn't waste any time. They immediately jumped on this.
Right, which is awesome, yeah.
They got thousands of tips. Sergeant Hull said that a lot of people are calling in tips because what they do is they start looking on the internet for missing persons or missing children, and they find one that matches that boy's description. Sergeant Hull was like, we don't need that from you. We have contact with all those agencies, and we're always checking that. We don't have a match there.
Okay.
Apparently, there's a missing boy from Virginia named Cody Bixby, and people kept calling the tip line saying that they think the boy in the suitcase might be Cody Bixby. That was investigated. They knew it wasn't him. It's turned out for sure they know it wasn't him because we find out who this little boy was.
Yeah.
But I did look up Cody Bixby, and I decided I wanted to tell that story really quickly because I just didn't want to ignore
him. I was going
to
say, is he still missing?
He is still missing.
Okay.
He was 4 years old when he went missing from his home in Hampton, Virginia in January of 2022.
Oh, wow.
He's black, short hair, and he fits the profile of the little boy in the suitcase. His dad reported him missing, saying that the last time he'd seen him, Cody was asleep in his bed at 2 o'clock in the morning.
No.
Later that morning, he was gone.
Jeez.
Police have been openly skeptical of this account, questioning his dad, trying to pinpoint when anybody besides his dad saw him. Cody's dad has been charged with a lot of things, including child neglect, child abuse, failure to get medical attention for an injured child, 30 different counts, none of which relate to Cody's disappearance.
Oh.
His dad says that he had nothing to do with Cody's disappearance and that he's being scapegoated. That is all I know about this case and the dad. And it's like, I don't want to make any assumptions. Because I think if there's anything we've learned, it's that there are people who do get scapegoated, you know? And I don't want...
Oh, yeah.
Who knows
what's
happening here. But what we do know is that there's a little boy, a little four-year-old boy, who's missing.
That's so sad.
And if you look him up, Cody Bixby, he's so cute.
Oh,
he is so cute. Okay, so if you have any information about Cody Bixby, you can call the FBI at 1-800-CALL-FBI. Or the Hampton Police Department at 757-727-6111. Back to the boy in Indiana. On June 1st, donations helped pay for a funeral for the little boy at Crown Hill Cemetery in Salem, Indiana. More than 100 people showed up for the service.
Aww.
Even more people watched through a live stream. And at this service, since they didn't have a name for him, they just called him Angel.
Sweet little baby.
I know. He was placed in a baby blue casket. His headstone is black with an angel on it, and it reads, "In loving memory of a beloved little boy known but to God."
Oh.
Just like Philadelphia's boy in the box, they left a space on the tombstone to engrave the boy's name whenever he was identified.
Gosh.
Stuffed animals, toys, and flowers adorn his grave. So the first time we recorded this episode, that's where this story stopped.
Yeah.
We were just releasing it as this little boy was found. And if you all know anything, or if you can think of, you know, if you have any ideas, here's the tip line.
Right.
However, just like the boy in the box, this little boy in the suitcase was recently identified. On October 26, 2022, Indiana State Police announced that they had identified the boy as 5-year-old Cairo Amar Jordan of Atlanta, Georgia. His father, Vincent C. Jordan, as well as his paternal grandparents and a great uncle, were notified the day before the announcement. And this announcement came the day that we recorded
right,
the
exactly.
episode. So then we didn't release the episode because it was pointless. They had identified him. Police were able to identify him through fingerprints that were left on the garbage bags that he was in. There were fingerprints from two different people. One of those was 40-year-old Dawn Elaine Coleman, and she was arrested in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know her relationship to Cairo. It doesn't seem that there's any sort of familial relationship to
right.
him. But the other fingerprints belong to 37-year-old Dejan Ludi Anderson. And she is Cairo's mother.
Mm. Poor baby.
So when we recorded this episode the first time and then he was identified, they had arrested Dawn Elaine Coleman, but they were still trying to track down Dejan Ludi Anderson. And at the time, I was like, well, I'm just going to wait till they find her.
Right.
And then we'll do an episode.
Right.
We are recording this episode on January 23rd. And as of today, Dejan Ludi Anderson still has not been found.
Mm.
And when I do a Google search for news about her, the most recent news article is like 3 weeks ago, and they're just
yeah.
talking about how she's
yeah.
still missing. Yeah. It just really frustrates me. And if it frustrates me, it must be absolutely torturous to the rest of Cairo's
family. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Kara.
Yes, Megan.
I have been seeing all over TikTok these hair straighteners. Ever since I got my hair cut, I still feel like I'm learning how to do my hair all over again. Let me tell you, I have found one that works really well. It's from Tymo, T-Y-M-O.
Yes.
And it is the company for getting the best type of straightener for everything your hair could possibly need. It's all over social media right now with products from $59.99 to top-of-the-line straighteners. Each of their products are built to last and have so many options for whatever your hair needs are. So Kara and I received a couple of the products.
Oh
my
gosh.
We got a
so
straightener
exciting.
And a blow dryer.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk about the straightener because that's the one that I have used. It has a cordless design, which makes it so
right.
handy.
You traveled with it.
Yes. So it's great for getting a good hair reset on the go because it's so portable and convenient. It's called the Porta. It has this 3D comb design, which is enhanced by cutting edge MCH anionic technology. So you brush it through your hair, it straightens as it goes, and it pushes against this ceramic plate that gives a frictionless glide that promises to curb frizz by 50%. And I've totally seen that because my hair gets frizzy and this just really smooths it out. I really loved it.
Okay, so I got the air hype. I'm obsessed with it. I have just like naturally curly, wavy hair. So it was a huge game changer for me. It dries your hair in half the normal time and it keeps your hair safe and shiny, which I noticed immediately. Mm-hmm. I didn't even need to straighten it afterwards. And usually I do because usually I have all those wild like curls left over.
Yeah.
The wind power on this thing is intense. It's wild. Like I turned it up. I was like, let's play with these buttons. Okay. So it has 3 magnetic styling attachments. They're all amazing. You know how some blow dryers you get are like if you go to a hotel and there's a diffuser and you're like, oh my gosh, this is like tearing my hair to pieces and it's
right.
going to be so tangled. Not with this one.
Nice.
And it's magnetic. So it's great.
So right now, you guys, our listeners can get 30% off their first order at tymobeauty.com, T-Y-M-O-beauty.com. Using the code WMM30. So that's just 2 M's. So you guys know our codes usually have 3. So just keep that in mind.
So with so many great products to choose from, now's the time to upgrade your styling and curling kit. So go to tymobeauty.com and use the code WMM30 for 30% off your first purchase.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Speaking of Cairo's family, they hadn't reported Cairo missing because basically they didn't realize that he was missing.
Oh.
And they didn't know that he was in any danger. So Cairo lived with his mother, and it seems like they were pretty transient.
Gotcha.
She hadn't brought Kyra around in years, even though the family had been trying to connect with her. And I have a family member like this that's like, I couldn't tell you where she is right now.
Yep.
She could be missing.
Who knows?
We don't know, you know? Yeah. Every now and then one of us will try to connect with someone who still has contact with her. And so actually, I shouldn't say, we do know at least.
Occasionally,
I don't. My dogs are barking.
I bet it's the president again.
Hang on. I'm going to mute you so I can yell at the dogs.
Okay.
They're always so confused when I yell at the dogs and like they don't realize I'm here. They're like, what?
Oh,
yes.
Oh, mom's here. Hello?
Is it the Lord?
The house is speaking to us?
Okay. So I don't have any judgment for this family for not realizing that he was missing. I totally understand how that can happen.
The disconnect,
Cairo's grandmother said, we were in contact with her mother, and they're talking about Dejan's mother, so it'd be Cairo's grandmother, at one point, and usually her mother would come by here periodically, and we would ask where Dejan is, and a lot of times her mother didn't know, or at least she told us she didn't know. I knew that she had told me at one point that she had been in Las Vegas, but she's also been a lot of places, and we had no clue she could have gone to, which makes it concerning that she's out there.
Yeah.
She could be anywhere. Cairo's dad had wanted a joint custody agreement so that he could see his son, but then Dejan and Cairo disappeared.
Oh my gosh. I saw an Unsolved Mysteries and I don't remember what episode it was. It was like one of the newer ones. And it was parents who, or family whose children just go missing because they're with another family member that abducts them and they can't do anything about it.
Well, and I do think that makes it hard because when they initially leave, you don't realize that they're not coming back.
Right.
So then you let a lot of time go by.
Yeah.
Where if your kid just vanished one day, you'd report it immediately.
Right.
But if they leave with someone you know.
Right. Exactly.
They get all this lead time.
Yeah.
The next thing I know, she disappeared, the grandmother said. I did not think that it was uncommon at the time because she's always moving around. She's never in one spot. So she didn't have an address to where we could actually go to besides her mother's house.
Yeah.
And when her son tried to go there to see Cairo, she attempted to call the police on him and made it very difficult for my son to see his child.
Ugh.
Still, Cairo's family said there just weren't any big red flags that told them that Cairo was in danger. It seemed like Dejan just had issues with Cairo's dad.
Right.
But it seemed like she was taking good care of Cairo, you know?
Yeah.
Cairo's grandfather was like, she didn't show any signs of being a bad mother. That's what's really confusing to me. When you hear what she did to her son, it's horrific.
And it's like, wait a second, how?
Dejan had another son too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Right. Well, because he's okay.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
She didn't have custody of this other son, but according to Cairo's grandparents, she did everything she could for him. She called him every day, took him to places, did all the things you would expect a good mom to do.
Yeah.
So they saw her behavior with her other son, and they were like, okay, she's a good mom. She's a good mom to that son. So she's going to be a good mom to Cairo too.
Right. There was no reason for CPS to be involved in that.
Right. Why?
No.
Why would it be any different? So they described Cairo as a sweet boy who would have turned 6 the week he was identified.
Oh.
He loved playing with dinosaurs when he was younger.
Oh, sweet baby.
I know. When I initially researched this episode, there were no photographs, you know, because we didn't know who he was yet. Once he was identified, I got to see who that little boy in the suitcase was.
Oh, it's hard.
Oh, I got to see Cairo's sweet little face. He had, in the picture I saw, these perfectly chubby little cheeks and little dimples when he smiled.
I love him.
And big brown eyes and dark eyelashes and he was just a doll. So another heartbreaking thing is that the grandparents were like, we would have taken him in, no questions asked, if we had only known. She could have given him to us.
Yeah.
But it seems like Dejan's motive for murdering her son, allegedly, didn't really have anything to do with feeling like she couldn't care for him. It doesn't seem to have been financially related or anything like that. According to a series of social media posts on Dejan's Facebook page, it seems that she believed a demon lived inside her son.
Yeah.
She wrote several posts on Facebook and Twitter between December 2021 and April 2022 about how she believed her son needed to be exorcised or killed.
Oh my gosh.
She talked about hexes and curses, protection spells, and reversal spells. And people saw those posts. They interacted with those posts, and from what we know so far, they didn't report them to anyone. Cairo's uncle said he wishes that anyone who was friends with Dejan on social media would have just alerted someone. He called Cairo's death preventable. It takes one person, he said, and I've done it before and reached out to people that I associate with on social media that I'm here. I may not always get a response back, but it's the fact that I attempted to say, even though we're not that close, I see what you're going through. So if you need anything or to talk, I can help you in that way. And that could have saved Cairo. That could have saved his mom. We could have brought him back to Georgia. We could have helped him in whatever way that they needed.
Yeah.
While Cairo's mother is still at large, remember, they were able to locate and arrest another woman whose fingerprints were on the bag.
Oh, yeah.
Dawn Elaine Coleman. Mm-hmm. Dawn told police the following story. In April of 2022, she walked into a bedroom to find Dejan on top of the child. Dawn told police the following story. And this gets a little much for me.
Oh, God.
This is when I started crying when I was researching it. So it's awful.
Yeah, it is.
In April, Dawn walked into a bedroom to find Dejan on top of Cairo with his face in the mattress.
Oh, God.
That's his mother.
Yeah.
Just.
Ugh.
And according to Dawn, she was like, it was already done. Cairo was dead before she entered the room. There were trash bags already in the room, and she helped Dejan put Cairo's body in the bags and then into the suitcase.
I just, how do you help?
I don't know.
I can't put myself in those shoes, but like, how do you not see that and be like, oh my God, and just go call for help?
Yeah, how do you not see like, a line has been crossed here?
There's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh God, poor baby.
So Dawn appeared in court in November. She's been charged with neglect of a child, resulting in death, 30 to 40 years. Altering documents so they can't be used as evidence, a misdemeanor, and aiding in a murder, which would get her more than 100 years in prison.
Uh-huh.
When the judge read off her charges, Dawn began to cry. Well, I don't feel sorry for you at all. What am I supposed to think here? She pled not guilty. Her bond was set at $5 million, and her trial is set to begin in May of this year, 2023.
Okay.
Now, according to Sean Larking of Reels on Patrol, both women, Dawn and Dejan, believed that five-year-old Cairo was possessed by the devil. What? So it's not like it was just Dejan. Yeah.
Jeez.
Dejan also messaged someone online asking them to perform an exorcism on her son in the days leading up to his suspected murder.
What on earth?
Here's the message. Good day, sir, she wrote. I need to speak with you urgently. I have survived the death attacks from my five-year-old throughout the 5 years that he has been alive. I have been able to weaken his powers through our blood. I have his real name, and he is 100 years old, she continued. Need assistance.
Huh.
Well, she's clearly mentally ill.
Right.
And no one's doing anything. And I don't mean her family. I mean the people she's messaging, the people who are seeing her posts online. Because let me tell you, there's a lot. Here's some of the posts from online. Can't wait to tell my story. I had to raise my frequency, heal myself and past lives, heal my ancestors, heal Gaia to exercise a very powerful demonic force from within my son. Still, I chose my soul and was able to completely heal myself and remove old paradigms from my mind. I know you can choose your soul with no questions asked. What are you talking about?
What?
Stop getting caught up in the vessels of this realm. You guys get caught up with how old the body is. Like if they're adults or kids. Don't even know if it's a full-grown demon in that child body telling you what to do because you didn't choose your soul. Better start using your 3-1-1 eye.
Huh?
I don't know. And then there's several more. Can't wait to tell this story about that exorcism, a book about living with a demonic child, and a podcast.
What on earth?
Well, she's convinced that this is a demon and this is her big story. This is her life story. And she's going to write a book about it and have a podcast about it, about the demon in her five-year-old son's body and how she killed it.
Jesus.
And she is still out there, Kara.
But I just, like people that she's encountering,
I don't know.
Because I'm sure she's still not.
Well, now that he's dead, what is going on? Right. Like, now that he's dead, what is her focus?
Yeah.
A month after Cairo was identified, 19 of his family members traveled from Georgia to Indiana to thank the community. His paternal grandparents were touched by the things that had been done for their grandson in Indiana.
Oh.
To know that it's been 6 months, to read these articles, to see the people come through in a different state that didn't know him, it shows what humanity really is, they said. We definitely want to thank the people in Indiana who did give him a proper burial. That was so nice of them, and we appreciate it. Dejon Anderson was last spotted in Los Angeles. But at this point, she could be anywhere.
What a trip.
She's traveled to San Diego, San Francisco, Las Vegas, and Houston in the months after Cairo's body was found.
My gosh.
Dejon is 5'5" tall and weighs 135 pounds. She has short, dark brown hair in her last known photo, but she's known to wear wigs or hair extensions. If you see her or know where she is, please contact 1-888-437-6432. And like I said, it's not like she did this and now she's just out there being totally sane and normal.
Right.
The woman is a danger to society. And I get that she's mentally ill, severely mentally ill.
Yeah.
And I do have some sympathy for that. But like, also, it doesn't make her any less dangerous.
Right, exactly. And she allegedly is a murderer. So let's keep an eye out for that as well.
Of her own child.
Yeah.
It's horrific.
Yeah.
And that poor little boy, it is just so awful to think what his last...
I know.
At least several months must have been like.
Yeah.
To hear that stuff from your mom.
Ugh.
Like the person who is supposed to be, you know, love you more than anything and keep you safe.
He probably was so confused. Like, is there a person inside of me? Like, what?
I can't. Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's almost like you'd believe him. And then that would be terrifying too for a little 5-year-old boy. Can you imagine?
Yeah, like, fix me, fix me. Yeah. Oh, God.
I wonder if it was just like, did he ever know her any differently? Like, was she, I mean, it right, seems exactly. like, according to his paternal grandparents, that there was a time when she wasn't like that.
Yeah. But also, like, no wonder he probably was acting out because he was terrified and didn't want to have to deal with any of that.
Well, and also, he's a little boy.
Right, like, kids exactly.
act yeah. out sometimes.
Oh my God, Willow's been downstairs a million times today acting out. But yeah.
That's what they do.
But there's no demon, yeah. 3-year-old demon inside that I don't know of.
It's just so horrible.
Yeah.
And in the screenshots of her posts online, you can't read the comment. Like, I can't see who's there. It could be a bunch of her commenting on her own posts, but there's a bunch of likes. People at least saw and acknowledged that they saw that post. And I just think,
what were you all doing?
Do something, you guys. Like, don't just think. I feel like they just saw it and they probably called a friend of theirs, like, listen, this crazy thing. You know, it probably was like,
right, exactly.
Something to talk about instead of. Call somebody and be like, this woman is threatening her child. She is talking about a demon in her child.
Yeah.
Call someone. Of course, we know in some communities, people are afraid to call the police to ask for help because it leads to other issues, which is a whole problem with our system. It is just such a sad story. I just want this woman caught. And I wonder if she is alive out there somewhere.
Right. Exactly.
And if she is, where is she and what is she doing?
Oh. Ugh.
Yeah. So that's it.
Poor baby. Hopefully she's caught soon.
That is the story
of
Cairo. I will put all the information on who to contact if you have any information about Dejon, but also any information about Cody Bixby.
Yeah.
I'll put all that in the show notes as well. Thank you all so much for listening.
Yeah, we love you all so much.
We love you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.